It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories coming up for your guests as good as mine. We have the power rankings, even though the season hasn't started for the NFL. But it, usual suspects involved. And the other category is your favorite delicious soda. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. Jump right into birthdays. It would be awesome if you guys could wish my very lovely girl, Evie, a wonderful happy birthday with the dirty Germans talking about cleaning her pipes.
Yeah, I think you might have that backwards. I think you might want your lovely girlfriend, Evie, to clean your pipes instead. Unless she means her tubes.
Like a tube steak?
I meant fallopian tubes, but oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sometimes I just put the cotton balls at ends of it. Cleans the pipes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Guys, since I'm the only one to listen to the show, I'd like to do a shout-out to myself. 39 years around the sun. Would Coach Ted tell me how to enjoy the last year of being in my 30s and Thrill's choice of what to do? And then everyone talking about tacos all over themselves because that's what I'm having for dinner. Sincerely, that from Green Buck.
All right, 39 years old, tacos for dinner. First of all, I say you go exotic. Maybe get that grilled mahi-mahi tuna or taco. It'll be delicious. Other than that, man, it's last year in your 30s. Next year, everything's going to change. So focus on it for a whole year.
And my advice, man, look, bro, it's the last year, you're 39. Go out and get hammered.
Yeah,
maybe you got to work tomorrow. So what? To tell them yesterday was my birthday, I can still work when I'm morning drunk. Hell, I've done it for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, tacos.
All tacos.
Just not that ratty ass ground beef taco, shredded chicken or something like that. I prefer the soft shell.
Men's Room Chili and IPA, bitches. Shout out to Richard, pronounced Bacon Bits, on his birthday. He might need Coach Ted's help on how to celebrate it since it is a Monday with no cake. Maybe some dad jokes from Miles. Stay beautiful, y'all. That from Bacon.
Whose birthday is it?
His buddy Richard, pronounced Bacon Bits.
All right, Bacon Bits. And it's a Monday, so it's kind of hard to go out and celebrate a birthday. But you might find a bar that has, like, a, hey, it's Monday. Happy hour all day. Go in there, get a cheap burger, maybe some cheese curds.
Ooh, cheese curds sounds good.
All right, dad jokes. Guys, how much room is needed for fungi to grow? How much room is needed for fungi to grow?
Not mushroom?
Well, as mushroom as possible.
Well done, Mike. Well done.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws? What is the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Outlaws are wanted.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, wow.
Look out. What's the difference between Nevada, and Utah? The difference between Nevada and Utah.
Other than everything, I don't know.
Utah has more men. Hey, do you guys remember that chiropractic joke I told?
No.
About a week back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see here.
Chiropractic joke.
Patrol, today is my dad's 59th birthday. His name is Matt. Can he get a big old bong rip, a burp fart, and a thrill shotgun gets? Maybe the dirty German's talking about him driving his pace car around the track at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe. Thanks, guys. That's from Jada.
Get. Yeah, if you're going to drive a pace car around the racetrack at Evergreen in Monroe, my only advice is stay away from Z. Ted Smith.
Yeah. Well, since he's driving the car, he doesn't have to worry about people that don't garden fast enough to get pushed out of the way. Rubbing is racing.
Yeah. I raced this morning.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contestant in line for your guess is as good as mine right now. 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a couple of extra emails. This one says, Uli Sausage and the Men's Room Beer Brat. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are a new vendor for Uli Sausage, and I was reaching out to see if you guys still do location shout-outs for places that now carry it. We are the produce stand located in Eatonville. We would absolutely love a shout-out if you guys are still doing that, and any consideration would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, guys, for your time. That from the fine folks, Danielle included, at the produce stand in Eatonville, Washington. Good to know that the sausage is there.
I think that's great, and I'll be honest with you. If I saw a produce stand, I would not think to stop there to buy meat.
Exactly, but the fact that they have it, that's
awesome.
Another note on the sausage, another update. I told you last week, but Petoskey's in Fremont still has the Men's Room beer brat on the menu. They also have the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven on tap. They have a traditional beer brat with grilled onions, kraut, deli spice brown mustard on a soft French roll. And then they do one Seattle style. Cream cheese, grilled onions, some Mama Little hot cherry peppers if you want them on there.
Yes,
so
I do.
Two different styles of the Men's Room beer brat on the menu at Petoskey's in Fremont. A couple of Men's Room IPA locations for you.
I was at two yesterday, Miles. One Smarty Pants at Burien, delicious sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
They've had it on draft there for a while. And then The Point in Burien recently added it.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
On draft as well.
All right. All liquor and whores, bitches. Me and the wife, who were depending when we read this, up in beautiful Ocean Shores, Washington. The MB Liquor Store there, owned by my father-in-law's best friend, has Men's Room IPA because they think it's yummy.
Yeah.
You need a refreshing drink while sitting on the beach, taking in the lovely view. They got you covered. Stay beautiful. That from Rainier and Kate from Port Orchard, Washington. P.S. Ted, they had live music at Galway Bay last night by a band out of Seattle called Stout Pounders.
I like the name.
Stout Pounder.
Galway Bay is a great little bar over there in Ocean Shores, man. That's the one that has the giant Guinness, door throw.
Okay.
So if you go out back to, like, smoke or something, it's like you're walking through a giant Guinness.
Okay. I dig that.
It just, I don't know why, it makes it more exciting.
It does.
Yeah. I'm going to go smoke again, just don't open the door.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And a couple more. Men's Room IPA, Bellevue Total Wine. Hola, gentlemen. The Men's Room IPA currently stocked at Total Wine in Bellevue, and I made sure to snap up a six-pack. Picture included by request. My IPA-loving cousin, Dimitri, will be in town. I'm so excited to share some of the Divine Ambrosia with him as we hang out over the weekend. Rock on and hooray beer. That from Alex. Guys, Men's Room IPA at the Corner Pub in Burlington, Washington, in Skagit Valley. That from Matthew. And one more. This for the Mango Man. Could you please give a shout-out to I Found the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven in the bright yellow can at the Grocery Outlet on Harrison Avenue Northwest in Olympia, Washington. I want to say that all of the locations, pretty sure of the Grocery Outlet, does carry the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
I believe you're correct.
And one more programming note on that. If you are headed to Metallica, either Friday night or on Sunday night,
yeah,
we understand that the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven will be available for both shows in the big bright yellow can. So you can get a little bit more there and enjoy a little Metallica. Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of two categories, and from there, you must get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, welcome to the program. Okay, Brock, what are you going to go with? We have the NFL Power Rankings, the final rankings before the 2024 regular season. This is put together from the folks at NFLSpinZone.com. They say at long last, we're finally going to be able to start reacting to some actual games. NFL preseason has come to an end, which means we're merely days away from the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens kicking off the 2024 regular season in an epic matchup of two MVP quarterbacks. The NFL is impossible, but impossibly fun to predict. So they took a look at every final NFL power ranking before the start of the 2024 season and ranked every team from worst to best. So, Brock, that is category number one. Next category for you is the 10 best soft drinks of all times, according to people who voted on such things on the internet here in the United States. So we have the United States' favorite soft drinks and the NFL power rankings. Brock, which category are you going to pick?
Let's go with the NFL power rankings.
All right, Brock. Here we go, man. NFL season is almost here. So, you know, the game is played. These are the what they believe to be the top 10 NFL teams this year. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess? On your guess is as good as mine.
Obviously, we'll have to go Kansas City since they keep going to the Super Bowl and winning.
Kansas City is number one.
I just hit that one before Miles confirmed.
We all know the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL until proven otherwise. The Chiefs are the most well-oiled machine in the NFL right now, thanks to their continuity at key positions. All right, you're one for one, Brock. You know how the game is played.
Added weapons.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
I'm gonna stay with a team I hate because it's against the Seahawks, but I'm gonna go to San Francisco. Yeah.
Number two on the list, they say if Kyle Shanahan does not win a Super Bowl as an NFL head coach, it will be one of the biggest travesties in league history. What Shanahan does with personnel and scheming offensively is somewhat legendary. So there you go. Brock, you got set. One and two are done. Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers.
All right, I'll do one for you guys. Let's go Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens, number four. As they say, Derrick Henry joining the Ravens team was one of the most fun moves of the entire NFL offseason. But is that going to be enough to push their team over the Kansas City-sized hump in the playoffs?
No, because we have no offensive line.
That is a fact.
Seriously, we got Derrick Henry, and we have no offensive line. Yay. Yeah.
All right, Brock, you're three for three on the NFL power rankings and the final rankings before the 2024 regular season.
All right, I'm going to go because they blew it there at the end. I was actually rooting for them. Let's try the Lions.
Detroit Lions are number three. Again, all the pieces are in place. It's going to come down to this team taking care of business in the regular season and not looking too far ahead. They're going to have more competition in their own division this year. Packers and Bears supposed to be good, and things can obviously go in any direction in the playoffs and in this division. You've got the top four so far. Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, and the Ravens, and no strikes against you, Brock.
All right, let's go Bengals.
Wow, number eight on the list. They said there's a lot of talent on this roster, and if the Bengals stay healthy, they're going to be in the mix late into January.
Yay.
What were the Bengals?
Eighth on the list, yes.
All right, let's go, because they're usually pretty good. How about Philadelphia? Yep.
Philadelphia Eagles. Number nine.
Ooh.
They say Philly's offensive skill talent is outrageous. And if Fangio can get that defense back in the top 16, at least the team is winning 11 or 12 games.
Fell apart so bad last year.
They did.
I think they might miss the playoffs.
Really?
That said something was more wrong in that locker room than just X's.
There is, but Philly has one advantage. They get to play in the NFC East, which is a pile of trash.
Correct.
Okay.
They don't have to be good. They just have to be better than the Cowboys, which is a joke. The Giants, which are a huge joke. And Washington.
Brock, you are correct. With the number nine Philadelphia Eagles, number eight Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens coming at four, Lions at three, San Francisco two, and Kansas City one. You have no strikes against you, Brock, so you got a clean slate to keep on guessing.
Well, now it's getting tough, though, because I'm sitting here looking at all these teams, and I'm going to say, how about Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers! Not in the top ten.
Now, if you're going for some of these outlier teams, this is just my opinion, I do not know. I think a lot of people are predicting big things for Houston.
Yeah.
Right? Texas started coming on. C.J. Stroud's going to have a year under his belt.
Buffalo's always contender. The Bills.
Yeah. I mean, just because of Josh Allen, I would put the Bills in the top 10.
I forgot. I didn't. Yeah, for sure, Buffalo. Let's go Buffalo.
Buffalo?
No.
11. They are 11. They are 11.
Get serious here.
Wow. How about Miami?
Miami Dolphins. Number 6 on the list.
All right, all right.
They say the Miami Dolphins are great on paper. And even after losing Vic Fangio to the offseason, this team could contend with the Chiefs in the AFC. They can outscore anybody.
Yep.
But can they do it when it matters? According to the people who...
And can they do it when it's cold?
That was their big thing last year. Started slowing down.
You know that's who else really stacked up this offseason is trying to make a push is Chicago. The Bears.
They did
put them top 10.
But their rookie cornerback, though.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be on a top 10 list just because they were so bad last year.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
That's why they have a good year this year because their schedule is garbage. They're better than garbage, so I think they get killed next year. But this season, they'll look good.
All right, Brock, only two teams remain on the list. You've gotten 8 out of the 10. You have 2 strikes against you.
I'm showing
how
3.
About,
three. Sorry, you're 7. You're 7. You got 7. My bad.
I'll stay in our league. How about the Rams?
How about those Rams?
Not the Rams.
All right, that's okay. 7 out of 10 is not bad.
Right, it gets
these
to the point.
These are preseason rankings.
All right, I'm going to guess Houston. That's right, there's a lot of buzz.
Houston Texans, number 5. Houston is loaded on both sides of the ball. And DeMeco Ryans has lots of great pieces to work with on the defense. And adding Danielle Hunter to pair up with Will Anderson Jr., they say off the edge, is unfair. But you know, Houston's always had a great defensive line.
Oh, dude, you know what we're forgetting is the Packers.
A lot
they
of people
did great
on the text
last
line,
year
yeah.
with Jordan Love.
Okay.
They won like 13 games.
That is correct. Green Bay Packers number 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say they might be a little more of a high variance team in terms of their potential outcome, but they're talented on both sides of the ball, and they should be much better defensively under new coordinator Jeff Hafley that we saw last year from their other one, Joe Barry, they say.
You think they put the Cowboys in the top 10?
No. You know who I think they did put in the top 10? They've been talking about him all this last year, but he got injured. It's Aaron Rodgers and the doggone Jets.
It doesn't. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if he's there or not. They're trash.
They're 12.
They're 12. Okay.
But you're not wrong on your theory.
I mean, it could be the Cowboys.
Nah, I don't believe it, but I feel like they always get ranked higher than what they're actually worth.
Ted, are you guessing Cowboys?
Hang on, I'm trying to think. Because Buffalo's 11.
Who you else got New Orleans, you got Atlanta, you got Carolina. You
oh,
got,
God.
Right? You got the Colts, you got the Titans, you got...
Jacksonville possibly cracks the top 10?
Maybe. I feel like they've been cooking something in Jacksonville, but I just don't think it's good enough to be top 10 just yet. I think we're done in our division. If it's not the Rams, and
it's not going to be us. It's not going to be the Seahawks or the Cardinals.
Right.
No.
Like you were saying, the Vikings? No, they just lost their
Oh, you know what? Let's go with Falcons.
The Falcons.
You like the Falcons?
Yeah, because they have a good defense, and then they added 2 good quarterbacks. And they I'm did. Wrong.
Yeah.
Just dead wrong.
They did. All right, guys.
I'm going to guess.
Have we mentioned their name, Miles?
Yes, you have.
Yes, we have.
Dallas
Cowboys.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Number 7. Here are your NFL power rankings.
7?
Yes. Number 10, the Green Bay Packers. Philly comes in at 9. Cincy at 8. 7 is the Cowboys. Miami 6. Houston 5. Baltimore 4. Followed by Detroit Lions at 3. San Francisco at 2. And your number 1 preseason NFL ranked team, that would be the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, you know, it's all arbitrary, but that's not the worst list. I think I would probably switch Buffalo and Dallas.
I think the same.
Otherwise, I mean, I might shift a few things around in the top 10, but I'd put Buffalo in there and take Dallas out.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A couple of minutes. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that your zip code may determine your dementia diagnosis.
This is weird.
It's basically just certain places do a little bit more thorough of a job screening for it.
Oh, is that what it comes up? So it's not like the environment
in the
you
water
live in
or anything like that? Exactly. No, it has everything to do with the types of doctors that you have there and how in-depth their screening is going to be or how obvious your symptoms are. So, yeah, that's why I'm not working on it.
It would be kind of funny if it had something to do with the sports teams.
Oh, right.
Dementia.
Or like any like bad something, you know what I mean? Like
you a Panthers fan? Yeah, you got dementia, man.
Yeah, I feel like Mariners fans, like if somebody's like, I got it because I'm a Mariners fan, it's been a tough whole time.
Right. Been a tough 40 years.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point, man. I think like Jets fans. Because they're convinced Aaron Rodgers is going to pull some miracle out of his backside. He's not. But like,
yeah, dementia. Browns fans.
Giants fans.
Raiders fans.
Wow.
I mean, they had their moment. But here's the thing about dementia. Like, so the Giants, they had a good run, right? Healthy brains all through New York City. In the last 10 years or so, dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they've won recently.
They have.
I was going to say, the Browns fans.
Still
right?
fighting. Lions fans.
Lions fans. Oh. Those people have been suffering a long time. Right.
And you know, the Lions got so close.
Ted's right. At least the Giants fans have something to sit back on and be appreciative.
You can say it is.
Yeah, they have two in this century.
Right. The Lions fans, they're making a serious run, and their fans are still disappointed. It's like, when's our time, man?
I mean, dude.
Come on.
If it's not now, I do not know when.
No kidding. No kid, put money on it now.
I've been a football fan for 47 years. They've always been bad.
Yep. They got a fire now, man.
Oh, yeah.
The market for potatoes is set to have some serious growth over the next 5 years.
People love potatoes.
Potatoes are coming back.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Do they ever go out?
Yeah, like,
what's going to be the difference?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, hash browns, tater tots, french fries, potato chips, scallop and I mean, my God, it's not like Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Have we been in like a potato recession?
Not that I was aware of.
Right.
I guess we have been.
When's the last time you bought potatoes, man?
Probably 2 or 3 days ago.
Damn it.
Honest to God, yeah.
Do you get that big 5-pound sack?
No, it's more like a 2-pound sack, the little red bees, I guess they're.
Nice. I like the red ones.
Yeah.
I always made a mistake of getting the big sack, but I never went through them.
Yeah, and then they start growing stuff on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I bought just potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I feel like I buy other potato products.
Absolutely.
I get you.
You
ever just bought the actual spud, or it's been a while since you just bought the...
I feel like if I buy a potato, I'm going to buy 2 or 3 sweet potatoes or yams.
There you go.
Okay. I suppose, but like, I don't know, I wouldn't buy regular potatoes to make mashed potatoes. I'd probably just buy some of the refrigerated section.
I'll tell you what, that air fryer, air fryer is a lifesaver on a baked potato and a sweet potato.
Oh, 100%.
As far as just the time involved.
Yeah.
To get it done. It's like a half hour compared to an hour.
You can also make your own JoJo's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I want potato.
I know, right?
I want potato all the time.
I love potato.
I love potato.
Experts say the TikTok trend of taking a quote-unquote fart walk after dinner is actually very beneficial to your health.
Well, it's good to take a walk anytime you eat dinner.
100%.
Yeah.
That
was one of the good things about being a dog owner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, regardless of the dogs and their behavior, just the idea of getting out no matter what, rain, snow, whatever.
Right. You
got to go out there and do it, man.
Force yourself to get out
and it's good. When you get back, you're glad you did it.
Right. And there's been enough, you know, we tended to walk the dog a little bit on the earlier side. The wife does it before I get home. But from time to time, you know, things just get backed up and we end up walking the dog after dinner. And that feels the best when I get home because now things have had an opportunity to move, to process a little bit. You know, we've got the blood flowing a little bit.
And I got nothing else in my agenda.
And if she does it, you know, by the time you get home, she's got a note from the neighbor.
That's right.
You know,
you're no kidding, dude. I still think about that. Jackass.
That is so crazy.
To the young lady.
Yeah.
Walking her dog. I love you.
Jesus. Yeah, I had to get out of there fast. I was about to do something bad. Thrill, what day is it, my man?
Today would be Monday.
You're right. It is National Dog Day. We were just talking about them. And in fact, because today is about the dogs and we're celebrating the dogs, I decided to throw you guys a little bit of information on which ones are going to really take advantage of National Dog Day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 high maintenance dog breeds and tips on how to manage them. The Puggle. Part pug-nosed boxer, part beagle, all After my dad croaked, I was blessed with his Puggle. Pugsley, original, I know. I got the decrepit old man get off my lawn version of this monster. He ate any poop he could wrap his deformed mouth around. He once tried eating what looked like a roll of toilet paper off the street. It got stuck in his throat, and the stubborn geriatric fought me every step of the way as I dislodged it from his poop mouth. As a breed, I highly recommend.
Well, there you go. So these are the high maintenance.
Go get one.
Yeah, right. Have at it. So, real quick before I get started here, if you yourself have a high maintenance dog, they do say here's a few tips to manage your high maintenance dog. For one thing, ensure your dog's coat stays clean and free from mats with regular brushing, bathing, and trimming. You should also know how often to groom your dog. They say provide a balanced diet tailored to your dog's breed and size to keep them healthy and strong. Offer interactive chews to reduce boredom and destructive chewing. Make sure that your dog gets enough exercise and mental stimulation through walks, play sessions, and training. And one thing that I've learned here in the recent years is that a dog can go on a 20-minute walk and not get very far, but as long as they're sniffing the ground,
they're aerobic, in our happy place.
Right, that's aerobic exercise to them. They're actually really working doing that. Schedule routine checkups with your veterinarian to ensure your dog's health and well-being. Provide various training sessions, such as potty training, leash training, crate training, to manage your high-maintenance dog. And then finally, help your high-maintenance dog develop good behavior and coping skills through early socialization and positive reinforcement training techniques.
Just know if you take your dog in, it's like taking your car to the dealership, they're going to find something wrong.
That's right.
So if it's a once-a-year checkup, if you can afford that.
Yeah.
But more than likely, the dog's going to need to go to the vet for something else in the course of that time.
Oh, yeah.
So get your dog looked at then, because it's going to cost you a grand or so anyway.
Yes. Some of the honorable mentions for the most high-maintenance dog breeds. Bottom of the list is Yorkshire Terrier, the Siberian Husky, the Shih Tzu.
The Husky, too, the problem is they won't stop talking.
No. They're absolutely talkative, loud, yappy dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it's big, but I always thought they were pretty good, friendly dogs. I know they'd be high maintenance.
Yeah, if you get two of them together, it's like a kid's sleepover. It's just like, keep it down!
The Shetland Sheepdog, and then the Pulik is also on the list of honorable mentions. It's the one that looks like a mop that started walking away.
That's a groomer bill right there.
Oh, that is a fact. Yeah, they got to see a groomer.
I feel like I only ever see that dog in the Westminster
Dog show.
You don't really see them on the streets too much.
So the number 10.
It's too fancy to be on the street.
Gets his little feet all dirty. The number 10 high maintenance dog breed, poodles.
Yep.
They're known for their elegant appearance and high intelligence. Their dense, curly coat requires frequent grooming to prevent tangles and maintain their distinctive appearance. They have high energy levels and require plenty of mental stimulation and physical exercise.
Do they look elegant or do they look stupid? We just associate it with people with money. Because to me, poodles look ridiculous. And that's not to say they're good dog, bad dog. I just look at them and I'm like, I don't ever want a dog that looks like that.
The Portuguese Water Dog, or Porties, have a distinctive curly or wavy coat that is hypoallergenic and water resistant. Their coat requires regular grooming to prevent tangles and maintain its water repellent properties. It looks like you're kind of standard dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Right? You know what I mean? That's you've seen that dog. Somebody has one.
Right.
It looks like a cute Wilford Brimley.
Yes.
Wilford Brimley cute.
Yes. Picture him being cute, and there you have your dog.
The Old English Sheepdog, which, honestly, if it's a working breed of any kind, it's going to be a high-maintenance dog. Old English Sheepdogs have shaggy appearance and a friendly, gentle nature that makes them beloved family pets. They have a dense, shaggy coat that requires high grooming frequency. Old English Sheepdogs are large, active dogs that require plenty of exercise and mental stimulation to prevent boredom and ensure that they remain in good shape.
They look like they'd smell bad.
Isn't that dog famous for a movie? That breed?
The Old English Sheepdog?
It was popular like for Bugs Bunny.
All right.
Because you'd always have to lift his hair to see what the coyote was doing with the sheep. Morning, Ralph.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
It might be. Right. Sit on the cliff, lift up his hair so you can see what the hell's going on, then drop his hair back over his face.
Again, these are the high-maintenance dog breeds. The one that's always on Miles' mind, the Cocker Spaniel. They have long, floppy ears and a lively...
Spaniel.
Yeah. They have long, floppy ears and a lively personality that endears them to many dog lovers. They require regular cleaning of the ears to prevent infections and maintain ear health.
You'll say, don't they get... Yeah, they get ear problems.
Mm-hmm. They're active and social dogs that require plenty of exercise and mental stimulation to prevent boredom and ensure their well-being. And they're just cute dogs.
They are cute. But, God, they just look like they smell.
Yeah, I can see it mostly in the ears, but yeah, I can understand that one. They probably
sometimes those dogs can be a little bit mean.
Protective, I think, is how
okay,
they.
Yeah, there you go.
Super protective.
Again, these are the high maintenance dog breeds. One that wasn't meant to be in the care of people, the Chow Chow.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
They have a distinctive lion-like mane and a blue-black tongue, giving them a unique appearance. Their dense double coat requires thorough brushing to prevent matting and tangling. Chow Chows are independent and less friendly, requiring early socialization and training to ensure they develop into well-rounded companions. No pun intended.
And apparently, they're tasty.
They taste fantastic.
I like that. Basically, like, it's a good dog, but if you don't get it meeting other dogs early, it's going to lose its ass.
Yeah, right.
It'll absolutely go crazy nuts on your house.
You know what? I'm a lover of dogs. I feel like the Chow, I'm never all that stoked to see.
Really?
Yeah. They're just little ugly dogs, man.
You think they're ugly?
Yeah.
See, I like me a Chow.
Big puffballs.
They're very
puff. I'm with you.
But they're like grungy puffballs.
It's stupid. Grungy puffballs.
Yeah. There's a handful of breeds that I'm not stoked to see.
I think it sounds like you act like outwardly get angry.
I do.
Like, Jesus Christ, what is that thing doing here
at
the dog park?
I know that people love them, but pugs. I don't like pugs.
Pugs crack me up because they sound like they're constantly suffocating.
They are. That's the thing. They are.
And they always, for whatever reason, every pug I look at, I think of Danny DeVito. I feel like if Danny DeVito were a dog, he'd look like a pug. I do not understand the connection. Personally, I like Danny DeVito, but a pug is a four-legged Danny DeVito.
Now, don't get me wrong.
He's suffocating.
Dogs are sweet. I love dogs, and I do love all dogs. And it's not that I'm ew against your dog. It's just, I don't want a pug.
Yeah, I would not want one,
no.
But they do make me smile. Although we did find out that one of the more popular zombie video games, we're talking
about. Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, man, all the breathing and all that snarling and crap. He goes, I own a pug. We just put a microphone in front of my pug. It wasn't doing anything. The pug's just breathing. And that exactly. Translates to zombies.
High maintenance dog breeds, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. That's your rich man dog
okay.
to me.
Looks like a little a-hole.
They have a distinctive silky coat and expressive large eyes that give them a sweet and gentle appearance. Their long silky coat requires frequent brushing and grooming to prevent tangles and mats. Next up, the Border Collie. Highly intelligent and energetic herding dogs, known for their exceptional work ethic and agility, their medium-length double coat requires regular brushing to remove loose fur and prevent mats, especially during shedding season. And they're psychopaths.
Yeah, I mean, look, you put it in there already, right? Like, kind of another working dog.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just tough. They have to put out a lot of energy.
Right. They need constant stimulation. They need to work.
Right, like, greyhounds are big, but I guess after a certain age, like, they're kind of like, all right, I'm done running super fast.
Right.
Which is why they retire.
Yeah, they basically retire, and they're, like, super chill and everything. But, like, herding, like, my friends have one of those Australian shepherds, and he's not a bad dog. He just
must herd.
He just doesn't chill. Ever.
They're kind of like war vets.
I mean, that's what my dog is.
Seen too much, man, with PTSD.
Never chills. Yeah, my son will, like, bring four of his friends over, and the dog goes where they are. Just to make sure they're all in one place.
That's right.
All the time.
Making sure their herd's okay.
So they try to, like, play hide and go seek. I'm like, guys, it's not going to work because the dog seeks out. Once you hide, the dog stands there and stares you down.
Number three of the high maintenance dog breeds. Ted, this is all you, baby. The Bichon Frise. That's your.
Which one?
Small little rich guy dog.
Yeah.
Little fluffy dog. Hell yeah.
Why is he such a pain?
They have a fluffy white coat that is soft to the touch and gives them a charming appearance. Their dense, curly coat requires consistent grooming to prevent tangles and keep them looking their best. They also require attention and may suffer from separation anxiety if left alone for extended periods.
But they look like a dog that's going to have separation anxiety.
They do.
They really do.
They do. Number two.
You're right. Like, he already looks yappy and annoying.
Right.
So it's like, not shocked when I leave for work, he's yappy and annoying.
That's needy.
Even if the neighbor complained, like, you ever seen my dog? Doesn't he look like that?
Yeah, he looks like a problem.
Right. The Australian Shepherd.
Yep.
Kind of on the same tip as the Border Collie. They have striking multicolored coats and are known for their intelligence and herding instincts. Their medium-length, weather-resistant coat demands regular grooming to remove loose fur, and they are highly intelligent and energetic dogs that need plenty of physical and mental exercise to prevent boredom and destructive behaviors.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's what Buster is. And I love Buster.
Hell yeah.
But he just can't help himself.
Right.
No.
They're nuts. And then whenever you're sitting down, he's always like around the edge, you know, especially if like their kids walk away. And he's got to go kind of herd them back.
Oh, yeah. They are 100% on all the time.
And then, you can play with this giant ball. Buster will chase that thing for hours.
Oh, yeah. Never gets enough.
No.
Never gets enough. But then the number one high maintenance dog breed you're going to have to keep an eye on, because I know that everybody in here wants one. The Afghan Hound. They're renowned for their stunning flowing coats and majestic appearance. Their long silky coat requires careful grooming to prevent tangles and mats.
Oh, look at that guy. Looks like he was in the Bee Gees.
It really does.
You can tell by the way I do my
right.
Mouth.
This is pre-hair metal. This is just like 70s rocker look.
It's Tommy Shaw, man.
That dog always looks like
Greg Allman.
Yeah. It always looks a little sad to me.
It does.
Like, look at his face. It's kind of like, ooh.
Those best days are behind it, no matter what.
Yeah, right.
And everything about that looks like you would talk like this, man.
Oh, it does. That looks like a Tommy Chong.
Going about the litter, bro. And, no, I've never done drugs in my life, man.
A woman in New York made a change of career that landed her an extra $10,000 a year, and I'll tell you what she's doing now at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.